filling in for Tony Biggs here on The Blower. My normal co-host, as part of the Two Tones, has managed to basically extract himself from rehearsals. I'm hoping he's dressed up. Let's see if he's there. Are you there, Tony Martin?
Yes, I am, Tone. I'm dressed as a chef, to be precise.
Really?
Yeah, we're doing, this is this show we're making for Channel 9 called The Joy of Sets, myself and Ed Caverley from Get This, and we've decided to bite the bullet and do a cooking episode.
And does that mean that you've had to take in a few cooking episodes yourself over the last few months?
Oh man, I never want to see anything being plated or drizzled with juice again.
What's the joy of sets? It's a pun that I thought might have been beneath you, Tony Martin.
But, it is beneath me. I fought against it, but I was outvoted. It's a show that Andrew Denton's company created. In fact, they've been working on it for several years. And then they got me on board about a year ago. And they, because it's about TV, they had a number of people they wanted me to sort of try to do it with, and I just said, well, look, you know, Ed Caverley and myself used to talk about this nonsense every day. Sure, it got us sacked.
Yeah.
But it is our kind of thing. So they've thrown the two of us back together, and, yeah, we're talking about TV shows every week. But not in... I think everyone's expecting it to be a panel show. I keep reading, oh, it's just going to be yet another panel show looking at wacky clips from TV, but it's a bit madder than that. There's a lot more silliness and sketches.
So has there been anything that's come before that's looked anything like this? Like, would you liken it to anything?
It's hard to explain. It's a bit like, I don't want to suggest that it's just Get This on TV, because it's sort of a car crash between Get This and Andrew Denton's more kind of organised thinking. Can you hear a beeping sound? Does it sound like I'm on call waiting?
Maybe, but it's...
sounds like another radio show is trying to get through.
Just yeah,
sorry,
march on.
Indeed, you're trying to get through.
It's possible that I... You know how I am on this panel, Tony. I don't make it look like an extension of my arm. It looks like a clunky... It looks like a one-man band who's got one too many instruments when I drive this thing.
Have there been any technical errors so far?
No. Oh, yes. I forward announced... Yeah, that there have been about five, I reckon.
Oh, you can still get another one in before midday.
I hope so. Now, and so what's on... You're actually recording tonight, are you?
Yeah, we're recording... we did episode one last week, and everyone seemed to be happy with that, so we're pressing ahead. So it's episode two tonight, yeah.
And cooking shows tonight, is that the theme of tonight's one?
That is the theme of tonight's one, but it goes off on a lot of pretty bizarre tangents. I don't know how this has happened, but every episode seems to feature Warwick Kappa in gold hot pants at some point.
Is he on staff? Is he now just kicking around suggesting taglines for you guys?
Well, what happened was we just flew him in a pink helicopter, of course, and yeah, that wasn't faked. I don't want to suggest there's any helicopter faking going on our show.
Oh, God, that is a great story, isn't it?
This is a genuinely pink helicopter.
Yeah.
And, though, Warwick, we spent 2 days filming with him, and he just flew in, and I think he had no idea what he was doing. We were like going, okay, now you need to be in an episode of The Sullivans in your gold hot pants. And now you need to be doing... Now you're in MasterChef in your gold hot pants. And he was just, yeah, okay, sure, mate. Whatever you want. You know, he's been touring around with Chopper Reed and Roger Rogerson, so this is... You know, he's used to bizarre scenarios.
Well, have you tried to talk footy with Warwick yet? I'd love to be a fly on the wall as Tony Martin tries to just in small talk sense, talk about Warwick's football career. Have you had a crack at that?
I didn't try and fake my way through a football conversation, because he's quite... I mean, he's a fascinating... He's a lovely bloke, by the way. He's one of the nicest men you could meet. People always say, oh, he's got a huge ego, but in fact, it's the complete opposite. He will just do anything you want. And
handy for you guys.
Oh, he's brilliant. But, I mean, I think he was quite confused about who we were, because the name of the show is The Joy of Sets, and I heard him on the phone saying to someone, yeah, I'm on this... I'm doing something for Tony and Ed on The Change of Scenes. The show's called The Change of Scenes.
That's great.
At one point, because of course the reason we wanted to get him involved is because people love the thing we did, well, in fact, that Richard Marsland did years ago with all the fake Warwick Kappa calls, where on our radio show, where if you haven't heard it, Richard had recorded a number of lines from Warwick some promos that he was doing about an 80s weekend. So they had all these lines like Warwick just saying, I was the biggest thing in the 80s.
And then ringing celebrities and see how they deal with Warwick saying random, off-the-cuff, out-of-context things.
Yeah, the idea was that he would just call up, say, Darren Hinch and just play. And so Richard would hit, the phone would answer and Richard would hit the button and Darren would hear, I'm Warwick Kappa.
Yes, right, Warwick. Yes, and it goes like that as he struggles his way through.
We did that years ago. But at one point while we were filming this stuff last week, Warwick started telling us about that as though that was something he'd done.
Really?
Like he's going, oh, I did this thing years ago on the radio where I called up Darren Hinch and he's describing our own sketch back to us as though it's something he really did.
Yeah, there might be a slight disconnect there with Warwick from the small amount I've seen of him in the media. Lovely bloke, yes. Incredibly bright bloke, possibly no.
But he has not got a mean bone in his body. He's just a lovely guy that you want to protect him, even as you're forcing him out into heavy trafficking wearing nothing but his underpants.
In terms of a television clip show, how hard is it to show television clips on television?
It is quite hard, and I think in most cases people are doing it illegally. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
Because there is a genuine kind of, I guess the legal phrase is review and criticism component to the show, in that we're actually, you know, we're not just using them for cheap jokes. We're trying to show, here's something that happened 50 years ago and here's a version of it now. It's kind of got as much information as comedy, hopefully. Or when a joke doesn't work, I'm just calling it information. But so we're trying to make it legal. But a lot of people, I mean, I remember we did a pilot for this show last year, last November, and we found it, John Casimir found a documentary about, I'm not sure what, there's actually a technical name for people who have an erotic relationship with their car.
Oh.
I don't mean like...
Auto-erotic?
Yeah, quite possibly. I don't mean like, you know, like Wog Boy style.
Yeah.
I mean actually having a physical, sexual relationship with their
sort of
vehicle.
Getting up the exhaust pipe sort of feel.
I'm assuming that's how it's done. The footage I saw was very shot at night.
Yeah.
So we had some footage from a genuine documentary about a man having sex with his car, and we intercut it with shots of... the control panel of Kit, the car from Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Going, what are you doing, Michael? No!
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just completely legal because we had just, you know, slammed two unrelated clips together. And that's something you can get away with on radio.
Yeah.
But so it is a bit trickier on TV. But
but
it is actually fun finding... just finding clips and finding the same scenario repeated over and over in different shows.
Yeah.
You don't even have to add a joke to that, and it's already kind of interesting and funny.
Well, very much going to look forward to watching it. When's it on?
Well, that's the question.
You don't really know yet?
Well, they haven't told us. I think it's because we shot the first one last Friday and it hasn't been, you know, it's still in audio. It's not back from the chemist yet.
Right.
And I think Nine are probably just waiting till they've seen one, so that they can be assured that it's not another Ben Elton.
Yeah, Ben Elton, Warnie. Well, Hamish and Andy are staging some sort of recovery, maybe.
Well, they've sort of turned the ship around because there was also that one Between the Lines, and there's been a few that have got arse up, obviously.
So they're scared in there. They're scared.
But it's the first one's come out all right, so I'm hoping we'll have a time slot because they're already running promos for it. I've seen a promo on air where I'm wearing a television on my head, so I'm assuming that's a sign that it will actually be played at some point.
Excellent. Well, we will look forward to the show premiering, and hopefully you'll be doing the publicity rounds then, so we'll hear a bit more Tony Martin on the airways as well. I was going to go out, Tony, and let you get back into your cooking sketch. I was going to go out with a bit of Grant Spatchcock. Are you going to revisit his work on this show?
Oh, that's right, because he was a gourmet of sorts, wasn't he?
He was.
A sketch that we did on Get This, and there's actually a beautiful animated version of it on YouTube that somebody did.
Yeah, so this is Grant Spatchcock. It aired on another radio station, but it's all Tony's property. I'm going to play it now. Thanks, Tone.
Thanks, Tone. Looking forward to seeing you back down there.
See ya.
Cheers.